Section 4, Separation and Grounds for Divorce. Chapter 9, Separation.
A demon-controlled wife. Dear Brother D, I hoped the change which seemed to take place in your wife at the meeting in Chicago would be lasting, and was so grateful to our Heavenly Father when I heard her confession, for I thought that a most severe task was lifted from my shoulders. But the burden is still upon me. I know that she is not changed for the better. The dangers and difficulties which she will create if her whims are gratified are almost incredible to those who do not understand the spirit which actuates her. However earnestly her husband may endeavor to pursue a straightforward course to serve God, she will be his evil angel, seeking to lead him away from righteousness. In her own estimation, she is the idol he must worship. In fact, she is Satan's agent, seeking to occupy the place where God should be. She has followed the impulses of her own unconsecrated heart until Satan has almost complete control of her. Unless there is a change, a time will come soon when this lower nature in the wife, controlled by a will as strong as steel, will bring down the strong will of the husband to her own low level. In this case, it is not the woman whom Brother D is dealing with, but a desperate satanic spirit. The Lord has a work for Brother D to do, but if he is overcome by these outbursts on the part of his wife, he is a lost man, and she is not saved by the sacrifice. Separation better than apostasy. His best course with this child wife, so overbearing, so unyielding, and so uncontrollable, is to take her home and leave her with the mother who has made her what she is. Though it must be painful, this is the only thing for him to do, if he would not be ruined spiritually, sacrificed to the demon of hysterics and satanic imaginings. Satan takes entire control of her temper and will, and uses them like desolating hail to beat down every obstruction. Her husband can do her no good, but is doing himself incalculable harm and robbing God of the talents and influences he has given. God has placed the husband at the head of the family, and until Sister D shall learn her place and duties as a wife, it will be best for him not to be connected with her in any way. The wife is to respect and obey. But if she utterly refuses to keep the marriage vow, she will be more and more the sport of Satan's temptations, and if her husband consents to keep her by his side, to wear out his life, he will become discouraged and unfitted for the Lord's service. He is under no obligations to keep one by his side who will only torture his soul. I was shown that he has already been losing his manhood, and has been influenced and molded by his wife. Their marriage was a snare of Satan. Priority of God's claims. Sister D is determined to rule or ruin. I was shown that she has so thoroughly yielded herself into Satan's hands that her husband fears for her reason, but he will make one of the gravest mistakes of his life if he permits himself to be controlled by Satan through the device of his wife. I tell you plainly, she is controlled by demons, and if these evil spirits have their way, your liberty, Brother D, your manhood is gone. You are a slave to her caprices. She is just as much possessed by a demon as was the man who tore and cut himself when Jesus cast out the devils. Brother D must let Satan rage and not allow himself to be cut off from religious privileges because his wife desires it. If she runs away, let her go. Even if she threatens to take her own life, do not yield to her wicked demands. Even if she should carry out her threat, it would be better to look upon her silent in death than to allow her to murder not only her own soul, but that of her husband, and be the means of destroying many others. Permanent nature of marriage vows. Brother D, you have been terrified by the violence of your wife, but the course for you to pursue is the straightforward path of truth, righteousness, and wisdom. having the fear of God always before you. Satan is already exulting over his success. Sister D, I would not present this matter as I do were there not another life so closely bound up with yours, and the life of one whom God has chosen to be his servant. This marriage ought not to have been, but the step has been taken, and for your husband the work of overcoming is now tenfold more severe than if he had never seen you. Will you think seriously over this question, whether his usefulness shall be destroyed and his life become a failure because of your course? Your husband should not merge his identity in you. The marriage vow that binds the husband to the wife must remain unbroken, but he has vows to his Lord, to love him with the whole heart, the undivided affection.